Big night there at the Meadows tonight. Let's hear what Anthony Azzopardi has to say about Playlist, who looks tough to beat in the middle part of the program.
Yeah, look, he's going really well, feeling good. He's sound. I expect him to run a really good race tomorrow. He's got a good box, so he can show that bit of early speed he's got and hold them out. If he can, well, he should be too strong at the end, you know?
Yeah, so you're confident he can lead all of the way?
Yeah, very confident, really. He's showing in his trials.
Yep.
He should clearly lead, you know. He should anyway.
So he's race 7, number 2, Playlist. It does look tough to beat there at the Meadows at 2.25. George Ferrugia joins us now to help us back a winner there. Hello, Georgie.
G'day, Gareth. We're certainly up and about with Playlist. Is that multi still alive for you?
No, Papley didn't kick 2 goals, unfortunately.
Okay, against the Mighty Hawks, mate. Yep. But, obviously hearing that from Anthony Azzopardi as well, and we discussed it yesterday, Gareth. They've been racing against some very, very good greyhounds, obviously, and some of them have been mixed 4 and 5, so the grade mightn't have changed, but in fairness, if you have a look at the field, there's some talented greyhounds. Aston Gwen's a group winner, obviously. Byron Bale can run and these types, but Russian Sub. But from where he's drawn, he's got a really solid record for inside draws, and if he can split like we know he can, Playlist, he'll be very, very hard to beat. And at around the $2.20, $2.30 mark, Gareth, you go in with a little bit of confidence. There's another one later in the program, Gareth, race 12, number 6, Uncle's Girl, who I think will be hard to beat. He's had 4 runs back from a spell and been pretty impressive in those runs. Ran 1st, 2nd, 3rd and 4th in those 4 performances, including a win at the Meadows when leading all the way. Now, box 6 can be a little bit tricky, but got a vacant box on her inside. She can show some speed. And again, I just think she's been racing against some greyhounds that are a little bit classier than what she faces tonight. So race 12, number 6. Quaddy numbers, Gareth, 3, 4, 6 and 8 into 1, 2 and 8 into 2, 4, 6 and 8 into number 7, Christo Bale, 1 out. And just quickly, with the Winter Cup final, Gareth, Immunity has been back from 2.40 into $1.85 about an hour ago. They've absolutely smashed Immunity to win this race. She's now a $1.95 favourite, ahead of Nicole Bale at $6. Everything else has drifted in the market apart from Xavier Bale from 16s to 11s. But they have absolutely gone to town on Immunity to win tonight's Winter Cup final.
There's superstars racing every night these days with, of course, the Pink Diamond Series happening at the moment in Victoria. Aussie Secret was superb there last night at Geelong, Georgie. So can't wait there for Friday night at Bendigo.
Yeah, and that final is unbelievable. Shimmer Classic versus Aussie Secret versus Ferdinand Boy. I mean, that race is unbelievable. And then, of course, the clash, Gareth, maybe the changing of the guard, Aston Rupee versus Shimmer Shine over 500 metres. What a cracker.